Today's shir is Masechta Shavuos Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah, Ein ba yidei betchila, v'yesh ba yidei besayif. If there was no original knowledge that this person was tamei, but then he becomes aware that he was tamei, for that we learned the sar hanas bechutz, the sar la'azazel. The sar nas bechutz, the sar of a musaf of Yom Kippur, and together with Yom Kippur alone, a mechaper. Ask the Gemara Michti, based on what we've been learning in the previous shiurim, iskushe iskush lahadadi, the sar hanas befnim, which we have been discussing till now, which we have been learning, is mechaper for a situation of yesh ba yidi betchila, vein ba yidi besayif, says the Gemara, iskushi askish lahadadi. These two sar, the sar anas befnim and the sar anas bechutz, are compared to each other. The Torah speaks about them in the same pasuk, as the pasuk says, sir izim echad chatos mavad. Chatos chapurim. Sir izim echod is the sir hanas bechutz, v'chatos hachipurim is the sir hanas befnim. So ask the Gemara, if we find that the Torah compares these two together, why don't we say v'nechaper pnimi adidei v'adachitzen, that the sir apnimi should not only be mechaper for a situation of yesh lo yediyah betchila, but it should also be mechaper for a situation of ein ba yediyah betchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'psof. You will ask, why would the Gemara even attempt to need such a limud if we're learning that the sar hanasa b'fnim works for one for the yesh ba yediyah betchila, and the sar hanas b'chutz works for yesh ba yediyah b'psof? So every situation has its own carbon. So why would I even want to establish that the sar hanas b'fnim should work for the situation that the sar hanas b'chutz works for? Answers the Gemara, v'nafkamina, it would be needed lahech d'lav v'tchitzen, where we don't make the sar hanas b'chitzen. For example, as the Rishonim explained, we don't have enough animals, so we only make the sar hanas b'fnim. And the Gemara's question is that the sar hanas b'fnim then should be effective not only for its own situation, but also for what the sar hanas b'chutz works for. Ask the Rishonim, Tosfos and other Rishonim, how could the Gemara suggest that the sar hanas b'fnim should work for a situation where ein lo yediyah b'tchila? Haven't we learned in the previous shiurim that the sar hanas b'fnim only works for situations that could come to a chiyuv carbon? But if there's ein lo yediyah b'tchila, it can never come to a chiyuv carbon, because the Torah uses the words l'chatos. So how could the Gemara even have a havamina that the sar hanas b'fnim could work for ein lo yediyah b'tchila? Answer the Rishonim, if we were saying that the sar hanas b'fnim should only work for a situation of ein lo yediyah b'tchila, the question would be a very good question. How can we have such a havamina? How can we have such a havamina that it should only work for a case that there's no chiyuv carbon? We're not saying, the Gemara is not asking, explain the Rishonim, that it should only work for such a situation. We're saying it should work in addition, that not only should it be helpful for a situation of yesh lo yediyah b'tchila, which could lead to a chiyuv carbon, but it should also be helpful for another situation where there is no yedi, for when there was no yedi b'tchila. Furthermore, asked the Mefarshim, how can we have a situation, or Kivega asks the question, that how can we have a situation that there's only one animal, the only the pnimi animal is available? Haven't we learned in Masechta Yuma that the Hagrola, that doing the goyrel on these two animals is crucial. And if we don't have a second animal for the chitzen, then we don't have a first animal for the pnimi. And therefore there's no goyrel. So how can we have a situation where there is a pnimi and there is no chitzen? Answers the mitzvah eisen. When does the Gemara Masechta Yuma say that we have to bring both, that we have to do a goyrel on both animals, and that goyrel is essential, it's ma'akif, when we have two animals available to us? But however, in a situation where we do not have two animals available to us, certainly the halacha will be that we should bring one animal and use that animal for the pnimi, which is the first avoida, rather than not doing any avoida at all. Amakra responds to the Gemara that isn't a possibility. We can't say that it should work for both, because the Torah uses the words achas. The Torah uses the words achas. The keeper Aaron Kanoisov achas b'shana b'dam ha'chatas ha'kipurim achas b'shana ha'chapal of l'derisechem kodesh kedoshim hu l'ashem kapara achas mechaper. It only could affect one kapara, and v'en mechaper shtei kaparas, it cannot affect two kaparas. As to Rishonim, going back to the Mishnah that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, where the Mishnah says that the chatas ha'pnimi works for the situation that we've been discussing of yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, but it also works for a situation of someone who is amazed in Tumas Megdash V'Kedoshav. So the question is, how can we say such a thing if our Gemara is teaching us that it achas, kapara achas mechaper, v'en mechaper shtei kaparas? So answer the Mefarshim that's not considered two kaparas, because when do we say that it's not mechaper to kaparis? It's only, what that means, what the Gemara here means to say, is that in a situation where, as we are currently learning, where you could have a kapara by bringing a carbon oil of a yoyrid, this chatas apnimi could only be helpful for one situation where you could bring a carbon, not for two situations where kabanas could be brought. However, in the case of Tumas Migdash V'Kadosh V'Mezid, where there is no Chiv carbon, so we're not having a situation, so even if we say that the Chatas HaPnimi works in such a situation, it's not working for two situations where there's an option to bring a carbon. Because only in one of those two situations is there an option to bring a carbon, only Yesh B'Yedi B'Tchila, V'Ein B'Yedi B'Soif. B'Mezid, carbon is not an option. Another teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that, as we have been learning, in a case of yesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'ein ba yediyah b'soif, the carbon really doesn't affect the full-fledged kapara. As we've been learning, all it does is toila. It protects somebody from yisurim until he becomes aware, and then he brings a carbon. So since for this it affects a taliya only, and for the person who's amazed, since as I just said a moment ago, he doesn't have the option of bringing a carbon, so for him it affects a full-fledged kapara, so they don't accomplish the same thing. For here it's a full-fledged kapara, and for here it's a taliya, so it's not considered it's doing the same thing, and since it's not considered it's doing the same thing, it's not a violation of kapara achas mechaper v'en mechaper shtei kaparas. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say that the carbon chitzen should be effective not only for its own purposes, but it should also be effective for situation of yesh b'yedi b'tchila v'ein b'yedi b'soif? And again, the question comes up: why would the Gemara even have such a havamina? Each situation has its own carbon, and each situation should take care of its own needs. Answers the Gemara, nafkamina, it would be helpful for situation l'tumma de'ira ben zu'l'zu, in a situation that a tumma occurred between the tumas midish v'kadoshav occurred between the bringing of the first carbon of the chatas ha'pnimi and the bringing of the second carbon of the chatas ha'chitzen. that's where the chitzin should be helpful. And as the Rishonim point out, to speak about a situation about a tumah that came up between the two karbonis is an unlikely scenario. So therefore, in the previous case, where the Gemara could have had a more likely nafkamina, where there's only one animal, and because there's only one animal, as we explained, he's only going to bring the chatas apnimi and not the chatas achitzin, the Gemara preferred to say that teretz. But here, where we're referring to a situation that the chitzin should be effective for what the panimi does, we can no longer say, because there's a situation we're only bringing the chitzin and not the panimi. Because as we explained earlier, if we only have one animal available to us, we bring the chitzin and not the panimi. Therefore, the Gemara's question is that teretz that we said before is no longer an option. But the Gemara says still there would be a purpose that if a tumah occurred between the bringing of the chatas apanimi and the chatas achitzin in a situation of yesh ba yedi b'tchila vein ba yedi b'soif, why don't we say that the chatas achitzin should be effective for it? And this answers the Gemara Amakra. The pasuk says achas b'shana. Here too, the pasuk uses the words achas b'shana yichapalov to teach us kaparzu loytehei el achas b'shana. This carbon should only be brought once a year, and therefore the chatas apnimi is only brought once a year, and therefore what the chatas apnimi works for, that means for a situation of yesh ba yedi b'tchila, no other carbon, namely the chatas achitzin, cannot work for. Asked the Mefarshim, that isn't true, because the Chatas HaPnimi, as we've been learning, works for a situation of Yesh Boi Yediyah B'Tchila. And we know in a situation of Yesh Boi Yediyah B'Tchila, if ultimately there will be Yediyah B'Soif, the halacha will be that we're going to bring carbon oil of a Yairid. So we see that the Chatas HaPnimi does help for a situation that another carbon will also bring. We brought for answer the Rishonim, as we said a moment ago. The Chatas HaPnimi affects Taliyah, affects only protection. It doesn't affect Kapara. The carbon oil of a Yoyrid affects full-fledged Kapara. So it's very Gishmak. This Chatas HaPnimi that affects Taliyah only works once a year, because the carbon oil of a Yoyrid is not its counterpart, because the carbon oil of a Yoyrid not only affects Taliyah but affects Kapara. Another terrorist that the Rishonim suggest is that the Chatas HaPnimi is a carbon that comes in a very specific time, once a year. What is the specific time? On Yom Kippur. The carbon oil of a Yoyrid, however, certainly doesn't have a specific time when it's brought. It can be brought at any time during the year. And therefore, when the Gemara says Kapara Zu Loitehei El Achas B'Shana, the Gemara is being extremely accurate. The Chatas HaPnimi is a carbon that's only brought once a year. The carbon oil of a Yoyrid is not considered its counterpart, because the carbon oil of a Yoyrid can be brought any time of the year. Furthermore, ask the Rishonim, the one in the Gemara ask a different question. Why didn't the Gemara ask a question about what will happen? It was so concerned that a tumah could occur between the bringing of the chatas apnimi and the chatas achitzin. Why should we also not be concerned that a tumah will happen after the bringing of the chatas achitzin till the end of Yom Kippur? So the Rishonim say a very interesting teretz. Whereas the chatas apnimi only is effective for situations that occurred prior to its bringing, and therefore if something happens after the Chatas HaPnimi was brought, we would not be able anymore to rely on the Chatas HaPnimi that was already brought. The Chatas HaChitzon that was brought in Yom Kippur is much more powerful, and it's powerful to the degree that it's effective even for what happens after it's brought for the rest of Yom Kippur. Very bechidish. Furthermore, asked the Rishonim, then why didn't the Gemara ask another question? The Gemara's question keeps on asking that the Pnimi should be effective for what the Chitzin does, that the Chitzin should be effective for what the Pnimi does. Why didn't the Gemara ask a question that it should be a two-step process? That first we should bring the Pnimi, and the Pnimi will be Toila, and then the Chitzin will be Goymer the kapara. And that's what, and why didn't the Gemara ask such, and that they would both complement each other? Answers Tosfos that we've learned that the Pnimi is only mechaper to the degree that it protects us until we could bring a carbon. If, however, we're going to say now that the Chitzin completes the Kapara, as we're now trying to suggest, then the Pnimi will not be referring to a situation where ultimately I'm going to have to bring a carbon oil of a Yoyrid. Because I won't have to bring a carbon oil of a Yoyrid. I'm just going to have to bring the carbon of Chitzin. But the Torah says I will, Chatos, have to bring the carbon oil of a Yoyrid. That's why the Gemara never had a Havamina that the Chitzin should be completing the, just be viewed as a completion of the Kapara of the Pnimi. Furthermore, the Rishonim suggest if Yom Kippur carbon has the ability to affect a complete kapara, then there would be no reason that Hashem would tell us to bring two kabanas. If Yom Kippur's carbon has that ability, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could affect that kapara with one carbon, it would be difficult to understand why we need a two-step approach to affect kapara. Ask the Gemara, everything we've been learning till now is based on the halacha that to be chay of a carbon oil of yoyrit, you have to have yediyah betchila, halama, and then yediyah besayf. But as we learned earlier in our perek, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree with that. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, dam ein ba yediyah betchila. Even if there was no yediyah betchila, however, v'yesh ba yediyah besayf, it's already bar carbon hu. Asked the Gemara, Sar Hanatsa Bechutz Amai Bechaper. Why do we need the Sar Hanatsa Bechutz? In other words, the Gemara is asking that once I have the Sar Yedi Betchila, or Ein Ba Yedi Betchila, all the same, so the Sar Hanatsa Befnim should be effective for both of those situations. And why would we need to have two separate kabbonis? The carbon anas b'fnim for the situation of yesh b'yidi b'tchila and the sar anas b'chutz for ein b'yidi b'tchila, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they're both the same halachically. Answers the Gemara, indeed. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that doesn't differentiate if there was a yidi b'tchila or there was no yidi b'tchila, the sar anas b'fnim will be effective for both of those situations. So what is the Sar Anas B'chutz brought for according to Rabbi Shmuel? For a situation, Asha Ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sayf. As for which, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees, there is no carbon brought. Ask the Gemara, hi, for a situation of Ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sayf, the Sirei HaRagolim and the Sirei HaShchadashim we learned are Mechaprim. I don't need the Sar Anas B'chutz for that. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rameya. Savak Rameya, he's in agreement with Rameya and Domar. Kol ha'seirin kaparas and shava. As we learned in the Mishnah, Rameya's opinion is that all the seirim of Rosh Chodesh, of Yom Kippur, and of the Yom Tovim are all equal, that they're mechaper al Tomas Migdash v'kedoshav. Tosfos points out that the Gemara doesn't mean that Rabbi Shmuel completely agrees with Rameya, because Rameya doesn't agree with Rabbi Shmuel regarding what he just said of Ein Ba Yediyah B'tchila Yechayev Karbon B'Oil of Yoyrid. The Gemara, on the other hand, does mean to say that Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rameya, that what Rameya said, that all three Seirei Musafim have the same halacha, the Mechaper for Ein Ba Yediyah B'tchila B'Soif, that's in that, regarding that point, do Rameya and Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shmuel and Rameya agree? Ask the Gemara if that's how we're learning, that the Sar Hanas B'fnim is effective for Yesh B'Yedi B'Tchila or Ein B'Yedi B'Tchila, and the Sar Hanas B'Chutz is for a case where Ein B'Yedi Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Saif. As we said at the beginning of our shir, the Torah compares, the Torah is makish the Sar Hanas B'Chutz to the Sar Hanas B'Fnim. But the way we're learning now, they have no comparison, because the Sar Hanas B'fnim is referring to situations where there was some sort of yediyah. The sar hanas b'chutz is referring to a situation where there was no yediyah at all. So what does the Torah mean with this hekish? Elamai helchasa ishkish chitzin l'pnimi. Answers the Gemara, the Hekish is coming to teach us a different point. Ma pnimi ein mechapa b'shar averis. The sar nas b'fnim is referring to the situation of tumas migdash v'kadoshav. Says the Gemara, af chitzin, so to the sar nas b'chutz is referring to ein mechapa b'shar averis. It's not referring to any other averis. It's only speaking to a situation of tumas migdash v'kadoshav, albeit. So the Mishnah said, "Al she'ein ba yediyah betchila v'lo b'sayif, where there was no yediyah at all, siri regalim v'siri rosh chadashim mechaperim. For that, we have the siri regalim, the siri rosh chadashim, which are mechaper. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's interesting to point out that a Moshe in a tshuva says, from here we see that let's say we had two people doing something together." And one of the people become aware that what he was doing was an avera, and he's notified of such. He has an obligation to notify the other person also who did the same act that this was an avera. Because here in our Mishnah we're learning that in a situation of ein ba yediyah loy betchila v'loy besayf, the person is not at all aware that he did an avera. We still see that the siri rosh chadashim, the siri regolim, Perhaps even the Sirei Yom Kippur, according to Ramei and Rabbi Shmuel, need to bring kapara. From here we see that even if a person has absolutely no idea that what he's doing is an avera, how important, how serious it is, and how he still needs to have a kapara brought from him. In fact, I saw the Mefarsh, the Pais can take it a step further. We know that the time of Ben Hashmashis of Friday afternoon is a time when we're not quite sure, where halachically it's not sure, is it already Shabbos or not. Yet the halach is that if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, did Malacha during that time, V'zban Shabbos HaMiddush HaYakayim, he would have to bring a Karban Ashim Toli. Why does he have to bring a Karban Ashim Toli? Because since it's a suffix if he did an Avera, and Al Gemara is teaching us how seriously we treat even any question if a person did an Avera, and that's why he had to bring an Ashim Tali. Ask the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, my Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda that, and the Rishonim give a number of explanations, what does the Gemara mean, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Some explain, why does Rabbi Yehuda separate and treat the sar of Rosh Chodesh and the sar of Yontif different than the sar of Yom Kippurim? Another way of learning it is, another way of understanding the Gemara's question, why do we need both Siri Regalim and Siri Rosh Chodeshim according to Rabbi Yehuda to accomplish the same? Why do we need both of them to accomplish the same thing that the mechaper of Ein Ba Yediyah V'Loy B'Tchila V'Loy B'Sayif? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, Usir Izim Echa L'Chatus L'Hashem. The Pasuk says regarding the Sor of Rosh Chodesh, Chet Sheimak Ba El Hashem, a Chet that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of, which means Ein Ba Yediyah V'Loy B'Tchila V'Loy B'Sayif, that that's what this sar is mechaper for. So Rabbi Yoshev asks that we look in the parsha of the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, the pasuk uses the words losseis es avoin hoeda, and we know that the definition of the word avoin means an avera that's done b'mezit. So how are we saying, asks Rabbi Yoshev, how is the Gemara saying that this is referring to a situation of Ein ba yediyah, loy betchila, v'loy besayif, when the Torah uses the words avoin? Answers Rabbi Yoshev. Al Gemara, one thing that becomes very clear from all of the sugyas that we've been learning, that for some reason or another, the avera of Tumas Migdash v'Kedoshav is a very serious avera. So many different kabbonis, so many different important kabbonis that are brought in so many different times are brought for this avera. Therefore, says Rabbi Yoshev, even if it's a situation where it's ein ba yidia loy betchil of loy betsoif, but because this aveira is such a serious aveira, it's considered an avoin, a very serious aveira under all circumstances. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that the purpose of this pasuk is to teach us this din? This, that the Sarah Rish Chodesh is brought for Ein Ba Yedi Elay B'Tchil V'Elay B'Soyif. Ask the Gemara, V'Hami Ba Elay L'Chir Rish Lakish, don't we need this Musaf to be for what Rish Lakish taught us? Dam Rish Lakish, Man Nishtan Esar Zeh Shal Rish Chodesh, why regarding the Sar of Rish Chodesh? Sar Musha Rish Chodesh. Does the pasuk use the words Chatos La'Hashem, Shnem Ba La'Hashem, says Rish Lakish, because Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Hashem says Sar Zeh Yi Kapara, this Sar should be a Kapara for me, Al Shematati Asireach, because I made the moon smaller. We all recall the Gemara Masechta Chulin, which Rashi quotes in Parashas Bereishis, that originally when Kodesh Baruch Hu created the moon and the sun, they were both of the same size, and the moon came to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I Efshel L'Shtei Melochim L'Shtamish B'Keser Echad, it's impossible for two kings to be equal, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, "L'chi umati atzmeich, go make yourself smaller." And because Hashem said, "Go make yourself smaller," that's why the Kadosh Baruch Hu, for doing so, and we're going to explain this more in a moment, brings a carbon every Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara's question is, how can we say that the purpose of the Musaf of Rish Chodesh is for a situation of Ein Ba Yediyah, Loi B'Tchil of Loi B'Soif, the purpose of the Musaf of Rish Chodesh is for the making the moon smaller? Answers the Gemara, if that were the entire purpose of that carbon, Im Kein Lei Makro Al Hashem, then the Pasuk should have said Al Hashem. Why does the Pasuk use My La Hashem, L'Chadamaran, for a situation of Ein Ba Yediyah, Loi B'Tchil of Loi B'Soif? Ask the Gemara, if so, maybe the aim of the kula l'hakadasa, maybe say that that's the entire purpose of this carbon, only for a situation of aim by yidia loy betchil v'loy besayif, and nothing to do with a situation regarding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the moon. Answers the Gemara, if that was the entire purpose of the carbon, im kein neim akra chatas Hashem, then the pasuk should have just used the words Chatos Hashem. Why did the pasuk use Lashem? Shan minatarat. It has two purposes. One for Ein Ba Yediyah Loi B'Tchil V'Loi B'Soyif, and one for HaKadosh Baruch Shemiyat Esa Yireach. So the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel did the wrong thing by making the moon smaller, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring a carbon. Why are we bringing carbon? So many Mefarshim respond, and we're going to work with this point, that really, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have done is not made the moon smaller. He should have made the sun bigger. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not make the sun bigger because HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually originally created the sun much bigger than seven times, many times more than seven, bigger than the sun is currently. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world that we're in is not worthy to have such a sun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonzoi l'tzadikim lasod lavoi, put it away for the tzadikim lasod lavoi. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he can't make the sun bigger. He had no choice because of us, because of our actions, but to make the moon smaller. And therefore we sharing the responsibility, and therefore we have to bring the carbon Musaf and Rosh Chodesh because of what happened with making the moon smaller. In general, I saw the Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, quotes his father, Rabbi Yashiv, saying, from here we have a tremendous lesson, that if we have to deal with two students, or with two of our children, and we have a choice of dealing with the way we reward them, or punish them, is by making one smaller, by making one bigger. The proper way, if at all possible, is by making one bigger rather than ever making somebody smaller. That isn't an appropriate approach unless there is no choice, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice by the sun and the moon. However, the Rishayim have two basic approaches on how to view this this point of bringing a carbon. One approach, the Ritva's approach, is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right in diminishing the size of the moon, From here we see that even when somebody is justified in punishing or reprimanding someone else, the appropriate thing to do is still to be mephias, is still to try to make, appease the person who was punished or reprimanded. And therefore here, although the moon was properly and legitimately reprimanded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mephias it by bringing the carbon every Rosh Chodesh. But Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says that we, Klal Yisrael, need a kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that we should bring our kapara every month on Rosh Chodesh to do 2 points, to accomplish 2 goals. One, that we should bring a carbon, that we should have an opportunity to have a kapara. And he chose Rosh Chodesh, which is the day so linked to the moon, that's the day when the new moon comes out, to be mephias the moon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that day versus any other day to be the day that we should bring our carbon. And actually, following this approach, we could understand the musaf that we say every Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, when we daven, we say, Zman kapara l'chol taidaisaf. And the question is Rosh Chodesh a Zman Kapara? Where do we find that Rosh Chodesh is a Zman Kapara? And furthermore, if we look into the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, we say, V'titen lanu Shabbosis l'menucha v'roshei chadoshim l'kapara. Again, it's very clear that Rosh Chodesh is considered a Yom Kapara. Why is Rosh Chodesh considered a Yom Kapara? So I saw that there are mafarshim that want to suggest that the Gemara says in Masechet Tainis that the Chazal would fast every week on Yom Dalet, on Wednesday, because Wednesday was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun and the moon in the sky, and Wednesday is the day that children, we fast that no that harm should come to our children. So we see that the health of our children is somewhat connected to the sun and the moon. Zman kapara, it's a time that we mispalel l'chol toidoisam for our children, that our children should remain well and healthy. Another pshat that I saw in the Yaris Tavash is that we know that the Malachim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world and create the human being, set HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'enosh kisiskerenu, they argued that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not create the human being. That's why, says the Yaris Tavash, we, and every Rosh Chodesh, Zman Kapara, it's a Zman Kapara for the Malachim, L'chol Toidoisam, that they claimed that the Toidoisam, the human beings, ought not to be created. However, if we follow the approach that we just quoted from Tosfos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Rosh Chodesh to be the day, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that every month, during every cycle of 30 days, we need to do tshuva, we need to bring a kapara. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, and just HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Rosh Chodesh. We can very well understand the nusach of Zman Kapara L'chol Taidaisam. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Rosh Chodesh. That is the day we bring the kabanas to be a kapara for the averus that we've done. And therefore, the minig, there's a minig by many people, that every Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is known as Yom Kippur Katan, people fast. Because as is clear from our Gemara, from the Rishonim in our Gemara, that every 30 days, a person needs an opportunity to take a stop and do tshuva and receive a kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, we now could understand why on Rosh Chodesh, when we say Hallel, do we not say the entire Hallel? We skip certain chapters. And in fact, by the Sfaradim, the minig is that they don't make a bracha on the Hallel. The answer is, because as we see now, Rosh Chodesh actually is linked to something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset about. Al Shemi Atati Es HaYareach, that I had to make the moon smaller. So therefore, it's inappropriate to say a whole Hallel with all of the simcha that a whole Hallel brings when there's a time of mi'atati as yireyach. And that's why we could also understand why on Rosh Chodesh we don't say a brach of Shechianu. There are some that suggests that the reason we don't say Shachiyanu on Rosh Chodesh, because the Shachiyanu is only recited of something that comes every 30 days, and sometimes there are less than 30 days between one Rosh Chodesh to the next, so we don't make a Shachiyanu. But according to the way we're explaining now, that the Rosh Chodesh is linked to Miyatati Asireyach, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy about, it only makes sense that we shouldn't say Shachiyanu. That's why we also don't say Shachiyanu when we're Mekadesh the Levana. And furthermore, I saw from the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer that he explains that even by Birkas Achama, which we know that Birkas Achama is only made once every 28 years, so certainly we would assume that a Shachiyanu should be made by Birkas Achama, explains the Ksav Sofer. As we said earlier, since the sun that we really have now is a sun which is much smaller than the sun that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that we're not ready and we're not worthy of having that great sun, so how can we make a Shachiyanu on a sun which doesn't appear with all of its glory? Says the Ksav Sofer. There's a pasuk in Navi. The pasuk says in Navi in Yeshayahu, "V'ha'yu b'day chodesh b'chatzai, u'm'day Shabbos b'Shabbatai, yovu kabos l'shtachvus l'fonai omar Hashem." Says the Ksav Sofer, "Why do we say? Why does the pasuk mention chodesh before Shabbos? Isn't Shabbos holier than Rosh Chodesh? So shouldn't the pasuk speak about Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh?" Answers the Ksav Sofer, "As we're learning now in the Gemara, the carbon that's brought on Rosh Chodesh is actually a carbon chatos, al shemi adati asireach. The carbon that's brought on a Shabbos is a carbon oila. It says the Ksav Sofer, the halach is that when one has two kabbonis to bring, a chatos and oila, he first brings the carbon chatos and then he brings the carbon oila. V'hoyo midei chodesh bechotshoi. First bring the carbon chatos, which is represented of the musaf Rosh Chodesh, then bring the carbon oila, which is represented by the musaf of Shabbos. And now we can also understand Seder Mefarshim, the Medrash, which Rashi also quotes in Chumash and Parashas Korach, that the Mara says, "Kol tlosim yoy mahadu lehu gehenim." Every 30 days, Gehenim brings back the Korach v'Adosai, and they say Moshe Emes v'Tarosai Emes. What's pshat every 30 days? So Farshim say the mistake that Korach made was the same mistake that the moon made. Korach said ki kol eidu kulum kadoshim, they ought to be two kohen gadols. He didn't want that Aaron should lose the kuna gadola. He just wanted there should be two kohanim gadolim, him and Aaron. Says the Gemara, look at the less, tells us every 30 days, we remind Korach, learn the lesson of the moon. And when the moon wanted to have, be greater, it was diminished. You too, who wanted to be equal to Aaron, are diminished. But then I saw the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. We learned at the beginning of our Masechta that knowing what the carbon Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh works for, is very relevant to us even Bizman Hazeh. Because if the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, accomplishes the same as the Musaf of Yontif, for Ein Ba Yediyah Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Soif, so Rosh Hashanah, we're already bringing the Musaf of Yontif, we don't have to say, we now Bizman Hazeh don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, because the mentioning Musaf Rosh Hashanah already speaks about Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Whereas, as we have learned and will learn, that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf Yontif, the Musaf Rosh Hashanah don't accomplish the same, therefore we would have to mention both the Musaf Rosh Hashanah and Musaf Rosh Chodesh in the Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Asked the Pnei Yeshua, but according to the Gemara that we just learned, that the Gemara is teaching us that another purpose of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh is because it refers to Mi'atati Asireach, so certainly on Rosh Hashanah we should have to mention the Musaf Rosh Chodesh because of that. Answers the Pnei Yeshua, since we know that the halacha is that Rosh Hashanah cannot be declared until Rosh Chodesh is declared until the new moon comes out. Tikkun b'chodesh shofar b'ketzer l'yom chageinu. Only when the new moon comes out can Rosh Hashanah be declared. If the purpose of mentioning the Mus of Rosh Chodesh is to appease the moon, on Rosh Hashanah, every Rosh Hashanah, the moon is well appeased. How is he so well appeased? He's well appeased by the fact that Rosh Hashanah isn't declared until he comes out. So that alone, to mention the Mus of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah to appease the moon, on Rosh Hashanah we don't have to worry about appeasing the moon. The moon has already been appeased by his coming out, and only through his coming out are we declaring Rosh Hashanah. The Nechaper Nami asked the Gemara, but why can't the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, the Mus of Rosh Chodesh, be Mechaper even on other Averis? Answers the Gemara, Tana de Beir Rishmo, Hoyav Zebob is Man Kavua, since the Sar Achitzin of comes out on Yom Kippur comes Bizman Kavua, specifically on Yom Kippur, Vizebob Bizman Kavua, and the Sar Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes on a specific day in Rosh Chodesh. Mazah, as we've learned, the Sar Achitzin of Yom Kippur, Ein Mechap El Tumas Midrash for Kedoshav, Avza Ein Mechap El Tumas Midrash for Kedoshav. So, Mepharshim, the Rishonim all point out that the Gemara's question here is that we should learn that we're comparing the Sar Rosh Chodesh to the Sar Achitzin. Why do we specifically compare to the Sar Achitzin, not to the Sar Hapnimi? So Mepharshim give a number of answers. The simple answer is because the Sar Hapnimi avoided, its sprinkling was done inside the Beis HaMikdash, whereas the Sar Rosh Chodesh and the Sar Achitzin, the avoided was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Zrikas Adam. So it makes more sense to compare the Sar Rosh Chodesh to the Sar Achitzin versus to the Sar Hapnimi. Another Teretz is, since, as we've learned from when we learned the Mishnah, the Sar HaPnimi only affects Taliyah. It only affects a suspension, whereas the Sar HaChitzin affects a full-fledged Kapara, as does the Sar Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the comparison to the Sar Rosh Chodesh, comparing the Sar Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to compare the Sar Rosh Chodesh to one of the Sirim of Yom Kippur, it makes more sense to compare it to the Sar Achitzin than to the Sar Apnimi. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechon Sar Rosh Chodeshim. After everything we've learned, we understand why the Sar Rosh Chodeshim works for Tumas Midrash for Kedoshav, for situation Ein Lo Yediyah Lo B'Techila V'Lo B'Soif. However, asked the Gemara, Sar HaRegolim Minolon, how do we know that the same applies to the Sar HaRegolim, that they work for Ein Lo Yediyah Lo B'Techila V'Lo B'Soif? Suggest the Gemara, V'Hichit HaMahon Nami K'Tanah Be'er Yishmol, we'll use the limit of Rabbi Yishmol that we learn from Yom Kippur. Iklam Mifrach, we could ask the following question. Imad Rosh Chodesh, you can't learn Sar HaRegolim from Rosh Chodesh, Shekein Tadir. Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir than Sar HaRegolim. And a point out to Mepharshim, even though if we'll count, we'll see that there are 16 Sirei HaRegolim in the year, and there are 12 Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. The point is that this comes every interval of 30 days, and they come in much less frequent intervals. Furthermore, even though there are 16 Sirei Regolim, they only come because of 3 Regolim, whereas the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim come for 12 separate Rosh Chodeshim. And if we'll want to say, with the Yom Kippurim, that we should learn the halacha of Sirei Regolim, we should say that the Sirei Regolim are effective from what we know that Sirei Yom Kippurim are effective. We can learn, says the Gemara, Sirei Regolim from Sirei Yom Kippurim, Shekein Merubah Kaparasa. Yom Kippur is a day which brings a lot of Kapara. Ask Taisus, so why don't we make it Sadashava and learn from a combination of Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh? Answers Taisus, Rosh Chodesh also has in it the concept of Kaparasa Merubah, because it affects Kapara for Ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Techila V'Lo B'Soif. It also affects Kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Shemiyat Asir Reyach. So it also is a day of Kaparasa Merubah, and therefore we can't learn. So Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh both have in them the Kaparasa Merubah, which a regular Yontif doesn't have. V'chi Teima HaGamrinin Rosh Chodeshim Yom Kippurim. That's like we learned Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. We didn't ask Kaparasa Merubah. Answered the Gemara, Hasam, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, Kapara Michtav Tiva. The Torah uses the words Kapara. Gili Milsa Ba'almahu. So when we learn from Yom Kippur, it's only Gili Milsa that the Kapara is the same as the Kapara of Yom Kippur. Aval Hocha. But regarding the Sirei Regolim, where the Torah doesn't specifically mention Lechaper, there perhaps we can't learn the halacha of Sirei Regolim from Sirei Yom Kippurim. Elok the Amr of Chama Bechanina, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shiur. The pasuk in Parshas Pinchas that mentions all the Seirim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur and all Yom Tovim says Soir v'Soir. The Kari connects all of these Seirim. Hachnami Soir v'Soir. Viskish, and therefore the Torah is Makish, Siri Regolim L'Siri Rechadoshim. Ma Siri Rosh Chadoshim, Eina Mechaprim Ela She'en Ba'i Lo Yediyah Lo'i B'tchilav Lo'i B'soif, Av Siri Regolim. The Torah, by connecting all of these Sirim, is teaching us that the Siri Regolim Eina Mechaprim Ela She'en Ba'i Yediyah Lo'i B'tchilav Lo'i B'soif. Ask the Gemara, Ki Amar Ibailu, Ki Amar Behuda, that the Siri Rosh Chadoshim and the Siri Regolim a mechaper for situation of ein ba yedia loy betchila v'loy besoif. What does that mean? Hani medila, hani mili, does that mean b'cheif shein soif lido, livoda, an aveira that we will never know about? That means there were no edim to this aveira. And that's why it's considered an aveira, ein ba yedia loy betchila v'loy besoif. Avel chait, if this was done in front of people, albeit I don't know that there were people seeing me do this, but ultimately they may come and inform me that I've done this aveira. It's considered like an aveira commissioning did be soifed on me, and the soir of Rosh Chodesh and Regolim will not be effective for it. Or do we say, and what will be effective for it? The soir hanas b'chutz Yom Kippurim will be effective for this aveira. I dilma. Or perhaps even if there were Edim, and therefore may become known. Right now, since no one knows about it, it falls into the category of Chet Sheimakba Al Hashem, of an Averish Ein Ba Yediya Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Soif. Toshma, the Gemara answers this from the following Braisa, the Tanya, Al She'Ein Ba Yediya Loi B'Tchila B'Soif. Even though, says the Braisa, it's a chait, shesoifali voda, that ultimately we may become aware of this aveira. Still, since right now nobody besides Hashem knows about this aveira, it's an aveira for which Sira Haragolim and Sira Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim Devar Yehuda, and not the Sora Chitzin of Yom Kippur.